It's 5 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. Okay, I'm three other than the public comments from the board. Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to make a public comment?
I will when the subject comes up regarding 119 East King.
Okay, just hold that and we'll get to that item. Come on up. We'll make sure you get time to speak. Item 4, regular agenda. Item 4.1, discussion of possible action to approve the minutes from the June 18, 2025 Substandard Structure Review Board meeting. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 4.2, report from the building official regarding the status of the property located at 112 East Marlin Street. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, and the status of compliance with the SSRB orders from March 5th, 2025. Feely here.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Council members. So for 112 East Marlin, Mr. Benavides already submitted the $250,000 bond for the remodel of the property, but we're still pending the detailed engineer's structural report detailing or showing what the current conditions of the structure and especially the pilings are, because based on that, the proposed repair methods and materials will be. So as you can see, these are the two updated bonds. The one on the left is $25,000 for the possible demolition of the property. The one on the right is the $250,000 one for the repairs. Mr. Benavides already submitted an updated timeline for the repairs. This is it.
Okay, any questions for Feely?
Can you go back to that bond real quick?
Yes, sir.
So the only thing missing right now is the structural report that details the position, the condition of the pilings. Am I reading that right?
Yes, sir. So the last slide is, there's a picture of it.
How does the report work without the condition of the pilings? I'm confused.
No, it's it is just stated that the structural plans were designed considering the dead and live loads of the house, but it's pretty short. The compared to the one we received from 204 West Gardenia, where it was two or three pages long and pictures and all that for the most critical part of the structure. In this case, the one for 112 East Marlin does not include that.
Oh, you can take it off though. Any other questions on the report?
This is the one we received.
Is vague.
And that was our main concern from the beginning, the conditions of the pilings, and I believe that's what triggered all this and all the requests that we made.
Like what triggered it was the back of the house. It was the main
mainly demolished and just sat there for a couple of years. So that's what triggered this.
Okay, we're going to close out 4-2, go to 4-2B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located at 112 East Marlin. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, including the issuance of additional orders. What do we need to do to get this project going? I know you're there. What do we need to do to get this project going?
The most critical part here, Chairman, is determining if new pilings are going to be driven, if they're going to be made out of wood, concrete pilings, or another method to, make the structure safe and sound again.
But that can be done pretty quick.
Yes, sir. I don't think it'll take more than a month, let's say.
Okay. I see the property owner is here. You guys want to come up? Please tell us your names for the record.
Sure. Derek Benavides.
David Chen.
Norberto Ponce.
What do you do? I know what you do, just so everyone else understands.
What do I do?
Are you the engineer, owner?
Owner, investor, yeah.
Owner.
Okay. Yeah. Where are we at, guys?
Okay, so yeah, a little bit of a confusion because what they're referring to as far as on the detailed engineering plans, those had already been submitted originally. And then that was where we were then asked to, because they were originally submitted probably over a year ago, was to have CASA Engineering update to make sure that the plans that they had done showing that the pilings on how they're going to be operating, or actually not non-operable anymore because of the way that CASA Engineering designed it, that we were just going to get this, which is what you are seeing there, showing that yes, and that's why they reference on here that the design drawings from 5/25/22 for elevating the structure and the remodeled drawings have taken into account all the dead loads, wide loads, essentially referring to the pilings, that it's all still, they basically with this letter are recertifying it, saying yes, it's good to go based on the original engineering plans that we submitted, that is still good to go today based on the windstorm engineering.
Is there a set of blueprints somewhere? Or are you still going back and forth on the design?
No. We still...
We submitted those.
Yeah, those are submitted. Those were non-issue other than we just need you to get that recertified so that way CASA Engineering, are they still on board saying that is still valid today, which is... what we got here.
When I spoke to Mr. David Day and explained your concern and feelings about the columns, he reiterated what I had said last time, which basically is the way he designed the structural engineer to be supporting each one of the beams, stacking 2x12s, sandwiching whatever the column is there, even if it's deteriorated per se, the two 2x12s surrounding each column, bolted to the upper frame, or they're going to be the new ceiling joints and cemented into the new foundation, that was and more than enough as far as structural to be able to withstand the loads and winds that's required. And so when I called him and explained that this is what they needed, he's like, Mr. Ponce, I already submitted him. I'm going to go ahead and send you this letter. Let him know that I'm reaffirming that what I sent him on that date, it still stands. And the way it's been designed is more than enough to support the building. Hope that.
I saw you all submitted a timeline for the project and completion. How good do you feel about that timeline?
We can get a green light. I think we have everything in place. Mm-hmm. We have contractors in place.
Yeah. Even have the cash in place.
Yeah.
The money is in place.
Yeah. So we have the money in place. Yeah. We've been approved already by IBC.
Yeah.
So everything's in place. The money, contractor.
We just want to see a shovel in the ground, then we can.
Me too.
We can. Well, yeah. We've got. Yeah. Administrative penalties accruing. We want to freeze that, and
yes,
we need to see a shovel.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I'd love to be able to do that.
You feel like you could get a
commit? I can start it tomorrow.
We like that. Okay, that's good.
It's still daylight.
You feel like you could.
I can start now.
Yeah.
I just need a permit.
Give me a spoon.
Yeah.
You feel pretty confident you could get a building permit within 45 days?
Absolutely, sir.
Yes.
Feely, you think that's a.
Prison of a minor tax.
What do you need specifically from them to get that going?
Ben, can you please turn the camera on? Okay, so this is one of the emails that we sent to Mr. Benavides. Just explaining him what we were expecting on that structural report. Because then again, I'm not a professional engineer, and I cannot determine if the current conditions of those pilings
is the engineer
still good.
To say it's
mm-hmm. And that's what we were expecting from them. And I know that it's clearly stated on the new report that dead and live loads and even wind loads were considered on the structural design, but it's just the part that the pilings is the part that concerns us.
Do you think you can get us that in the next?
About the below grade or above grade pilings?
Above grade, because it's that house is sitting on pilings.
Right.
Do you all think you can provide that the next 2 weeks?
It's already provided. That's the thing, is that that's literally why we got this recertified.
Yes.
Is that that's already been submitted, showing exactly the sandwich, exactly what Mr. Ponce is referring to, the 2x12 sandwiching the pilings. That's exactly what was already submitted
in the original drawing.
But we were just getting it. We were just getting it recertified.
Okay, good. I'm not an engineer, so you guys have to. We got to figure this out right now. Is it submitted or not, or you need additional information? Maybe we're saying two different things.
Yes, sir. So that design was submitted from the beginning.
Okay.
We were just missing a detailed structural report, like the one we received from 204 West Gardenia. And obviously, if that proposed design was signed and stamped by CASA Engineering, okay, yes, it is. It was designed by a professional engineer, but it's just the fact that the pilings haven't been mentioned, and the fact that in the first set of plans, most of the pilings on the plans said existing structural pilings to remain, and then existing structural walls to remain, and that's the part that didn't make sense.
So I kind of can see where he's saying is that, you know, while this letter says the live loads and whatever, how about if the engineer can add the word is the pilings detail still is applicable for repair and is acceptable in this means? Because he's kind of just throwing an old generic thing out there, and then we're trying to get more specified on the pilings. Because, you know, there's a code here, an ordinance, so you have to have one for every 10 foot and whatever, and that's below grade. And so I think that's maybe where the detail is. And then what Relay's saying is that maybe there has been some pilings that have deteriorated since 2022. And it would probably be nice if David Day would certify that, saying that, you know, he's looked at the structure since 2022 as of like last week, a month ago, whatever, and that the repair method is still applicable for the pilings.
So if I'm not mistaken, sir, that's exactly what just happened. Yes. Mr. David Day looked at the current status of that building and said that.
But he's not saying anything about the word piling. If he could just add the word in there, it'd probably make Philae feel a lot better.
Okay.
It's just that the part that's going to be confusing is for when we relay that to Mr. Day, is he's going to say, well, but my original report that we submitted has only that, which is the existing pilings, that one page shows just the, and it even mentions, like Mr. Philae said, existing pilings to remain. So that's, I'd hate to be redundant and ask.
I know, but maybe it's just an update. Exactly. Maybe it's, you know, the fact is that plan says 2022.
So, let me ask you this. Then if we were to get this letter just to mention existing piling.
Yeah, I think that's what he's looking for. Is that what you're needing?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To make him feel better?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody good? Everyone good with that?
I've got to check a couple of boxes. This is the box that Eli wants.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any more questions for these folks? Okay, I'd like to make a motion that the owner is represented to obtain the building permit by September 15th. Can you make that date?
Absolutely, yes,
sir. Y'all submitted a timeline here, read through it. Basically, it says completion of the project by September 4th, 2026. You feel good about that?
Yeah, I think we should.
You feel real good about that?
Yes, sir. As long as we have no natural.
Okay, well.
Natural
disaster
stuff, then we need a delay.
Okay, and also add to the motion then, or the commencement of the work required that the property go into full compliance by October 1st, 2026. That means project will be done by. Yes?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And I need the grass cut. There's.
Absolutely.
It's 4 feet tall. There's.
I apologize.
Yeah.
We'll get that done.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, the motion is ordering them to submit the required building permit by September 15 to complete all work to obtain full compliance by October 1st. The motion also order a detailed structural report on the existing above grade pilings by a certain date? By when?
August 15th, 2025.
Okay, do you want to take any action on the 500 day per day civil administrative penalties?
Not till I see a shovel in the ground. Then we'll come back and talk about that.
Okay. Did they continue to run at $500 a day? As of today, it's $46,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is for discussion. You can go back. Okay. Like.
The only thing is, I'm sorry, did you say it?
The only thing in regards to what the penalty is, we've provided everything that we've needed. Called the engineer. He's confirmed that he is recertifying the plans. I know that Philly has a concern, a box to be checked, a couple of letters to be put on a letter. But other than that, if we had that, we would be ready to go.
We were ordered back in April of 2 months ago.
No, I'm just saying this to.
This is the same. We keep going back to these pilings. Let's get that in.
Okay.
Let's get a construction started.
Okay.
That's going to show us that you're serious about the project and you're going to complete this.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about administrative penalties.
Okay, sir.
We've done this before and we get everything. Then there's a year and a half later. So we need to get this rolling. You get that started and we'll talk about penalties in September.
Yes, sir.
I think this board is very cognizant of the amount of cost and that sort of thing. We don't want to price anyone out. We just want work done.
Okay.
Just hoping that
we're right there with you.
We're bringing everything we can, but that's fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item 4.3, report from the building official regarding the status of property located at 204 West Gardenia Street. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 16, replot Sections 1 through 1440B, multifamily dwelling, and status of the compliance of the SSRB orders from 0125-A. Really.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Council members. So, on Filiberto Alba, building official, on 204 West Gardenia, Mr. Llerena already obtained a partial permit for the repairs of the wood frame foundation only. So he wanted to start making some progress on the property. He obtained the permit, but he is still pending the $100,000 bond for the possible demolition of the structure. And as of today, he hasn't started any construction yet. Also, the detailed timeline of all the repairs that he's gonna have to go through hasn't been submitted. The revised project estimate, The first one he did was pretty, the amount was pretty low. Obviously, WPA1 application, that's part of the structural plant, set of plants. And something that we requested was a architectural set of plants showing all the walls or all the sections, specific sections of the walls that were going to be repaired, as well as the roof, decks, electrical, balconies, stairs. Yeah, a detailed set of plants, because the structural set he submitted only shows the span of all the floor joists and then walls, a typical framing for walls. But that was it.
Thank you. Any questions on the report?
Was there a timeline to submit more information on this one?
Not yet, sir.
Okay, we'll close off that and go to 4.3B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located at 204 West Gardenia Street, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 116, replot of Sections 1 through 1440-B, multifamily dwelling, including the issuance of additional orders. Is there anyone here from the property that wants to speak on behalf of the property today? No, okay. I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to instruct staff to obtain at least three competitive bids or proposals for the total cost of the demolition of the property located at 204 West Gardenia, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 7, Lot 19, Block 16, replot of Sections 1 through 1440-B, multifamily dwelling, and report back to the committee, the board, at the next SSRB meeting. The amount of civil administrative penalties are $46,000 and accruing. Felix, you think is that enough time for you to get a couple bids?
Yes, sir. That's more than enough.
It just I don't see any movement on this other than the fence that's been up.
I had a conversation over the phone with Mr. Yerena, and I was explaining the requirements as far as the portable restroom to be on site at all times, which is not there yet, and the roll of dumpster from Republic.
Well, I'm concerned about the bond. That was the motion. Is there a second? I'm sorry.
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion on that property? Carrie, you're gonna say something?
No, I'm done.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, item 4.4, update from the building official on the status of the property located at 119 East Kingfish, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 5, Lot 11, Block 63, and possible action. Feely, where are we at?
Good afternoon, Chairman and Council members. Filiberto Alba, building official. Kingfish, the last inspection we did was the sheer rock inspection, as mentioned on the previous presentation. The outside of the house has been finished, the exterior finish, the stucco finish is done. The next inspection I advised Mr. Maldonado to request was sewer line inspection and then electrical working clearance, which is the electrical meter and the main disconnect to have permanent power on the house. But he hasn't requested any of those inspections as of today.
Okay, I see he's here. I'm going to ask. Mr. Maldonado, do you want to come up and tell us about the project?
Guadalupe Maldonado, owner of 119 East Kingfish. The progress as far as on the property, I've been out of pocket for a few weeks. I'm back now. Sorry I missed the last meeting. I usually attend them, as you all know. Right now, I did speak with my electrical gentleman. There's some items he wants me to get so we can install them. He wants all the electrical on the inside completely done before he sets up the meter, permanent meter on the outside. So I'm getting that items that he requested, and I'll be providing that to him to be able to install. As far as on the sewer drain, I know we have the dumpster that's on top of the drain, so he can't really run it. But I'll have the Republic come over, move the bin, so that could be installed as well on the inspection.
When do you think you'll be requesting those inspections?
I'd say within a month for the inspections. It won't be completely done, but for those two inspections, I say in a month.
When do you anticipate getting CO for the property?
I'd say in 3 months total.
Okay, because we've got administrative penalties are still rolling on that property, so we really want to get this finished.
Yes, sir.
Any questions for Mr. Maldonado? Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Mr. Speck, you wanted to speak on this item?
Good afternoon, Council. Vic Sprecher. I live directly across the street from this gentleman's project that's been ongoing now for in excess of 12 years. 1 month ago, he did, in fact, paint the outside, but there has been literally not one human being other than himself that has shown up to the house other than the fact that it is now being used as a supply area. You see workers going in and taking out buckets of who knows what and metal brackets that are being used, not for his property, but for other properties. So if you remember when I had mentioned several months ago when we had our last meeting, I had mentioned that 10 years ago, the complete back of the house had collapsed. And my question is, have inspectors been in to see that the rebar was installed, which apparently it had not been installed previously? So do you have the authorization that you can go, as example today, and go in and look at the completion of the home as far as, I'll call it a house, not a home, as far as what's been accomplished? Because this is the outside, as he mentioned, there's no flooring, there's no trim, there's no water connections inside whatsoever. There's the only sheetrock. There are electrical wires sticking out everywhere. And I know there's a penalty that's ongoing of $250. I believe in order to get his attention, and I would think after 12 years of looking at this eyesore, that we would increase that to get his attention, because you certainly don't have his attention. He has buffaloed us for all this time, and it's terrible having to sit there looking at a John and a dump vehicle, and only when you get on his butt for him to do something does he do the minimal amount of work. Now, I just heard him say that he was not available for the last 3+ weeks. That's true. I don't know where he was, but there's been nothing. It seems to me there should be a general contractor. He seems to take it upon himself to be the general contractor, which, as exhibited, he's been a terrible general contractor as far as completion of the home. I would recommend that you increase the daily consequence of a penalty from $250 to $500. Maybe that'll get his attention and he'll start doing some of the things that he seems to be promising over all these years. I'm just tired of looking at this terrible place. One last thing. At our last meeting, he implied that he had an offer on the home of $870,000, which he turned down. We all had a chuckle on that one. Anybody that offered him $870,000, he turned down.
So we don't want to go there, sir. That's not.
I would have grabbed it in a heartbeat.
I appreciate
that. I've had enough to say, and I hope you will consider increasing that penalty upwards to get his attention. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for your comments. Any questions from the board?
I'm
I'll just point out that we you know, it's an update today, so it prohibits us from issuing any new orders today. Today the item today doesn't allow us to issue any new orders, but we'll definitely I'll take it under advisement for sure.
Yeah, my ears aren't good enough to hear you.
So today's.
But thank you for your comments.
Yeah. Today's agenda item, we can't do any changes. It's just an update.
Okay.
But we'll definitely keep it on for the next one to discuss.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have the authorization to go inside of the house and physically inspect it as far as accomplishments?
The inspectors have been doing that for the last two years, so they've been inside. They're happy with where it's at right now, and hopefully he's in there before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You guys can share a beer in the middle of the street and
okay. Because
fist bump.
Anytime you want to come over to my house and look across the street, you're more than welcome.
I'm there once a week.
Thank you.
No further discussion. Okay, we are adjourned.
It's fine. You want to go right into council or is it?